What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes, it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah, that feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social.
Dinner time hit, but your motivation didn't. It's time to try something different than the same three dinners you make every week. Cool off with a refreshing large Big Gulp drink at 7-Eleven. Cold, refreshing, and made the way you like it. It's available at 7-Eleven and just 59 cents with 7 rewards. Visit your local Columbus 7-Eleven and satisfy that craving today. Valid through 6-23-26. While supplies last, participating stores see app for full terms.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
We are talking today with one of our favorite guests, clinical and forensic psychologist Joan E. Johnston is here. And let's dive into this, talking about a specific angle in the Brian Koberger case. And I want to talk about the kind of the psychology of what we put dollar values on people who are incarcerated. It's looking like if Koberger is convicted and sentenced to death, it would cost about $1 million more from that point to actually death than it would if he were just to be incarcerated for the rest of his life, if in fact he's guilty. A lot of people think it's the other way around. The argument's usually made, well, why are we paying that taxpayer money to keep them around? It actually costs more to execute someone. This is an interesting one, and how does it play into, I guess, the outlook on this case and the psyche of the individuals that are close to it, the victims' families and such, and the greater public?
Well, I certainly think it is a very common belief that the death penalty is a lot cheaper than paying for somebody to be in prison every day for years and years and years. But you're absolutely right. There's a lot of statistics and research that says the exact opposite. I think I've never really seen it broken down on a spreadsheet.
Sure.
I imagine that the appeals process is so lengthy and so involved that, number one, people, aren't likely to be put to death for 20 years, even if they are on death row. And then you think about all the appeals process and all that. And when you parse it out, it is pretty clear that the death penalty or carrying out the death penalty is much more expensive. I don't think that's a consideration, I think, an argument people often make. But I do think for the most part, for most people, the death penalty is really about emotions. You know, it's really about this sense of justice. In the sense that this is somebody who's committed a horrible crime. I'm talking right now about somebody who is on death row, not necessarily this person. Of course, Brian Koberger has not been convicted. But should he be convicted of a horrible crime, then I think there are plenty of people who say, yeah, this person has taken life, so his own life should be taken. And, I think you and I've talked before about the fact that families are really diverse in terms of how they feel about it.
Sure.
And it doesn't seem to depend upon the crime or who was lost or whatever. It really does kind of come down to that person's often spiritual beliefs and values.
Mm-hmm. How does that work when you have something like this, where you have four different families that have all the opinions on, you know, whether or not this person should be facing the death penalty? Some saying yes, some saying no. There's really not a true way to I guess, make everyone satisfied with what the outcome could possibly be if convicted.
I think you're right. It's a very difficult decision. I mean, ultimately, prosecutors are the ones who are going to decide whether to go for the death penalty or not, or pursue it. And I think oftentimes prosecutors meet with the families, I would hope so, and take their wishes, their thoughts, their opinions into consideration. And then they have a lot of other things that they're considering. Mm-hmm. You know, it can be anything from, you know, what's likely. Do they think it's going to reduce the chances this person's going to be convicted? What are the politics involved? I mean, there's all kinds of things, I think, to come into play. What is the public perception? What is the media kind of climate? There's all kinds of things, you know, probably spoken and unspoken, that are taken into consideration when a prosecutor decides to pursue the death penalty or doesn't.
I completely agree. Let me ask you about this with the 2014 arrest that we've learned about of Koberger stealing from his own sister, his dad actually turning him in. This is right after he got out of rehab for heroin addiction. Does this tell us anything about the personality of the Koberger that is alleged to have committed those murders in the last year when we compare it to what we know about a 2014 version of Koberger stealing from their own family?
Well, I mean, I think it tells us a lot about his family.
Mm-hmm.
It does. And it probably tells us more about his own family than it does about him.
Yeah.
Because obviously most people who steal things don't commit murder, certainly not murder for people or commit mm-hmm. a violent crime. But I think it does speak in a lot of respects highly, I think, of his family mm-hmm. in terms of holding him accountable in that situation for something that he did wrong.
Sure.
And one of the things that's been difficult, I think, you know, I've heard a lot of psychology talk about his family. And I think it's important for us to remember that, you know, they aren't on trial. You know, they didn't do anything wrong per se.
Very much so. And it does make you wonder. We have heard nothing from them. And it's not that often that you have a situation like that where the family's not really going to speak out when their loved one is accused of such crimes. But it is interesting to see how they have in the past held him accountable for wrongdoings. And it does kind of make you wonder where they're at today. They've not shown up for any of the hearings that have been public that they could have gone to for supporting. I'm wondering from your observations, and this is just conjecture, where do you think they may be in terms of their stance on their son?
Well, I think they're like most parents who will love their child no matter what. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot to grapple with here.
Sure.
And, you know, I mean, I've mentioned to you before, I have a 28-year-old son,
yeah.
just like Brian Koberger, and I have a 20-year-old daughter mm-hmm. and a 22-year-old daughter. And I cannot imagine being in their situation where I have a son who has been accused of something so heinous. Mm-hmm. There seems to be quite a bit of evidence against him. And so I think they are having to navigate the shock, the horror, the grief, and all of that. And so I don't know that we can make a lot of, you know, assumptions about what it means for them not to show up. I mean, yeah. could it be that they, you know, they want to send a message they don't condone what he did? That's possible. Could they send a message they can't bear to go and hear some of the accusations against him? Sure. Yes.
Yeah.
Could it be both of those? Absolutely. So I think we'll get more information probably about what his family is thinking and feeling as the legal process continues. But I think from a family perspective, I mean, they are really having to grieve the loss of a son and probably in the way that they thought he was.
Yeah.
If he did, in fact, do these things. And also face a lot of public outrage themselves, mm-hmm. you know, and finger pointing, because, you know, we all want to know why a person did something. And it's certainly, you know, understandable to some extent that we start looking at their family, looking at their childhood, looking at their upbringing to kind of figure out, okay, what happened?
Yeah.
Where did things go wrong?
Yeah, very, very much so.
You're locked into the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.
Dinner time hit, but your motivation didn't. It's time to try something different than the same three dinners you make every week. Head to 7-Eleven and grab a delicious chicken sandwich with 7 rewards at 7-Eleven. Crispy, craveable, and way better than settling for the same old, same old. It's available at 7-Eleven and just $4 with 7 rewards. Visit your local Columbus 7-Eleven and satisfy that craving today. Valid through 6/23/26. Stopping sold separately while supplies last. Participating stores. See app for full terms.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
This heat is doing the most, and your patience isn't. It's time to find something that actually cools you off. Head to 7-Eleven and grab a delicious chicken sandwich with 7 rewards at 7-Eleven. Crispy, craveable, and way better than settling for the same old, same old. It's available at 7-Eleven and just $4 with 7 rewards. Visit your local Columbus 7-Eleven and satisfy that craving today. Valid through 6/23/26. Topping sold separately while supplies last. Participating stores. See app for full terms.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Dinner time hit, but your motivation didn't. It's time to try something different than the same three dinners you make every week. Go big or go home at 7-Eleven with their boneless wings tossed in hot honey sauce with a spot-on sweet and spicy combo. It's available at 7-Eleven and just $5 with 7 rewards. Visit your local Columbus 7-Eleven and satisfy that craving today. Valid through 6/23/26. While supplies last, participating stores, see app for full terms.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
You clocked out just as hunger clocked in. Why not answer the call and make a pit stop on your drive home? Head to 7-Eleven and grab a delicious chicken sandwich with 7 rewards at 7-Eleven. Crispy, craveable, and way better than settling for the same old, same old. It's available at 7-Eleven and just $4 with 7 rewards. Visit your local Columbus 7-Eleven and satisfy that craving today. Valid through 6/23/26. Topping sold separately while supplies last. Participating stores. See app for full terms.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
This heat is doing the most, and your patience isn't. It's time to find something that actually cools you off. Go big or go home at 7-Eleven with their boneless wings tossed in hot honey sauce with a spot-on sweet and spicy combo. It's available at 7-Eleven and just $5 with 7 rewards. Visit your local Columbus 7-Eleven and satisfy that craving today. Valid through 6/23/26. While supplies last, participating stores, see app for full terms.
You ain't heard. heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
This heat is doing the most, and your patience isn't. It's time to find something that actually cools you off. Go big or go home at 7-Eleven with their boneless wings tossed in hot honey sauce with a spot-on sweet and spicy combo. It's available at 7-Eleven and just $5 with 7 rewards. Visit your local Columbus 7-Eleven and satisfy that craving today. Valid through 6/23/26. While supplies last, participating stores see app for full terms.
Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Bro, from the show last night to this drive, why is it never chill?
Because this is our life. Backstage, on the road, it's loud, messy, real.
And that's the best part. Whole crew, no plan, just moving.
Good thing Nissan builds for that kind of chaos.
Not just test tracks, real life scenes, late nights, road trips, all of it.
That's why it holds up. Nissan was ranked number one in initial quality among mainstream brands by JD Power.
Yeah, you can tell.
2026 Nissan Rogue, built for what really happens.
For JD Power 2025 U.S. Initial Quality Study Award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Awards based on 2025 model year, newer models may be shown.
Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
It's called soccer.
It's called football.
Soccer.
Football.
Domino's best deal ever lets you get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99.
Okay, we can agree on that.
Yeah, fully.
So, pineapple? Don't ruin it. Get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99. Finally, something everyone can get behind.
And if the rest disagree, that's between them and Domino's. Which means the only thing left to fight over is who's ordering.
Domino's.
Prices higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6:15 to 7:26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings. 6 for pan and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.